Welcome to the Shadow Net. My name's Phil, aka Zeroth Maxima. Threat level alpha. We're really fired up. We're gonna say some stuff. We're gonna delete it. We're gonna say some more stuff. We're gonna forget to delete it. My extra special guest today, a real continental grade organizer, is Whiteblade.
Did you see that someone played threat level alpha at East Coast Canadian Nationals?
No, I'm so happy.
Yeah, it was a deck. It was an Asmari deck that put a Reaper function in the remote.
Yeah.
And then it just played Threat Level Alpha, end of the line, Reaper function.
Oh, very good.
It's so fucking stupid.
Look, someone has to. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I was like, that might be the first time ever in the history of Netrunner. I don't even know what Threat Level Alpha does besides that. Like,
Threat Level Alpha was used in like 2017, 2018, I think.
Oh, it doubles your tags.
Yeah, or it gives you one.
It gives you one.
But it doesn't have a run condition, right? So that
this was back in the, you know, towards the end of the game, they just stopped adding those to the cards, like SIU. Do you remember that fucking, like, internal directive, there's that card, like, executive function that, like, traces for a core damage or something?
Yeah, and they forgot to add, like, if successful.
Yeah,
so it's just like, a trace that does nothing. Does a core damage either way.
It's just a skill check. Like, it's a pure skill check card. Where,
so
like,
good. Important.
Yeah, we did Cascadia.
We did do Cascadia. I made it out, which
you went
I was
to Cascadia. The whole time, I was like, how the fuck is Phil getting the Cascadia? And no one, like, I kept asking people in Vancouver, like, hey, like, how's Phil getting down to Cascadia? Is he driving here? Is he flying here? And nobody would know. Nobody knew.
Yeah, like, shout outs to Vancouver people getting me from the airport and getting me down to Seattle.
I just didn't. You kept saying, like, you kept telling me you were going to Cascadia, but no one knew how or where or, like.
At some point, I kept begging, being like, okay, because the problem is the transfers. There's no direct flights. No, that's a lie. There is a direct flight, but.
Sure.
It's like $1,200. And I was like, no, fuck that.
Holy fuck.
I know. So there's like connecting flights through Vancouver, which also makes sense. But all the layovers were like 6 hours, which makes it like a full day to get it to Seattle. And then you got to train up from Tacoma, which is another hour. Anyways, takes way too long. So I was like, oh, can someone, you know, someone have an extra seat driving down from Vancouver? And no one knew, right? But eventually someone said yes, and I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. You know, someone said yes like a month ago. Whatever. And then organized it. Sid 7, shout outs.
Jason,
and then at the last Jason second, yeah, I didn't even go with him. I went with them.
Yeah, I was like, I was asked talking to Jason. I'm like, oh, when do you bring Phil down? He's like, Phil's not in my car. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, nobody, like, what the fuck?
No, it's okay. It was perfectly organized.
Because you got down Friday evening.
Yeah. I stayed in an Airbnb with, a bunch of Vancouver people.
How was that? You didn't stay at a, like, I stayed at a hotel close to the venue.
Yeah, I ain't fancy like that. I just slept in a basement, cuddled up with Jason. It was fantastic.
That's good. It was like, there was like 8 of you or something, right?
Maybe 6. It wasn't too crazy.
The vibes were good.
The vibes were impeccable, I would say. Ghost Meat was there.
Oh, I love Dave so much.
He's a good one. Alec, of course. Probably forgetting someone. Sorry. Anyways, yeah, we had the real Seattle experience. Walked to the gas station, got some weird drinks, got some weird snacks, played some Flesh and Blood. You know, the usual Netrunner experience.
I stayed with Solon. My brother actually flew in.
Oh yeah, it was good to see him.
My brother flew in and Brandon flew in and they both stayed at my house Thursday night.
Sweet.
And then we drove down Friday and then like we drove down and I met up with Ronji Dodge and Yasengren.
Oh yeah.
At a hotel. The hotel was me, Ronji Dodge and Yasengren. And that was good.
You just kicked your brother out? You're like, no.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, my brother stayed with other people because like I fucking I tried to like organize hotel rooms for people, and that was fucking stupid. Like, I shouldn't have done that. I should have told people to do their own thing.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I wanted to spend time with Jeff and Ian, and I was like, I'm just gonna crash with them. And it was good. So Jeff and I shared a bed, and then Ian had his own bed.
Good for him. He needs the rest.
He does need the rest. I mean, he's a continental champion. Mm-hmm. And then the event was good. You know, like,
the event was excellent.
The venue was insane.
What a fancy place. What the fuck?
It had fucking chandeliers and music in the bathroom.
Yeah. I was not expecting that. Yeah. Everyone told me, oh, it's this bougie place. I don't know how I feel about it. We walked to this like industrial park area. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? You go in and it's fucking chandeliers.
It was good. It made me I think for a lot of the old school people, it was like, oh, this is like what big Netrun events used to be like. And then for the new school people, I think they were really impressed.
I was certainly impressed.
I don't know. The vibes were good. Like, the competition was good.
I think everyone enjoyed themselves. I think everyone really liked single-sided Swiss.
I think the Canadians were a little disappointed that they didn't do better.
Well, that's on the Canadians.
It is, for sure. I'm just saying, disappointed. I mean, I don't know. I just felt like the Canadians practiced, and then they practiced, and then they didn't do as well as I think they hoped they did, which is like, I understand that.
They did all right. Didn't Solomir come in like fourth, fifth?
I think he did. No, he did. And Will made it. William made it, but it was just like, I think like Jason and Dave and Ian wanted to do a little bit better and couldn't.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Because they haven't played a lot, like, and I think they're gonna play more. Like, I know Jason like is motivated to play more. Alex is motivated to play more. So,
well, we shouldn't have gone out drinking the night before, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And I got to hang out with CTZ.
Oh, amazing! He's great. He bought me a beer, and I was like, can I take a selfie? And I sent it to my wife, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm hanging out with CTZ. And she's like, what the fuck is that? It was important to me.
It was important to me. It was just so good to see CTZ, and we hung out.
It's like Netrunner is healing. Like, CTZ's playing again, you know?
Yeah, Netrunner is healing. It was like, especially because East Coast Champs was like a week before or something.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks before. So it's like there was a big event out there. That event was spicy, I heard.
East Coast Nats? Like it was full of sharks?
It was sharks. And then I think some of the judge calls were a little testy. And I think a lot of people were going to time and single-sided Swiss. And like, I was asking people what happened. And like, apparently it was super fucking hot in that room. And people were getting feisty.
Oh, yeah. I could see
that. And I was like, that's fucking... Yeah, that's spicy.
Mox boarding house. Incredible AC, I gotta say.
Oh, dude, it was so good. Like, it was so hot out, and then it was just, like, super chill.
People were freezing in there. I had an opponent, and they were, like, just shivering. And I was like, let's just take a table that's not near the AC. They won't kick us out if we're not
in assigned seats. I walked so much that weekend, like, just running, like, judging and, like, walking the floor. Like, my fucking feet hurt so much.
I know, I kept having dumb... judge calls you had to arbitrate.
Oh yeah, I did. I mean, judging went fine. I feel like we had a spicy, like, I didn't really have that many spicy judge calls. I did have an interesting judge call, and this is something that like we're gonna talk about
now
in no, like we're gonna talk about like in the future, like the organized play team I think is gonna figure out the answer to this question, but like here's generally what happened. Okay, I'm walking by a table.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching the game. And I notice that the runner player is over MU.
Yeah.
So I go like, hey, just so you know, you're over MU. And then I ask, like, how long has the board state looked like this? And I think the player goes like, it's like been like this for a turn. And then I look up in the rules and it's basically like, I'm like shortcutting here, but it's basically like, if you're over MU for a turn and your opponent took a turn while you were over MU, at competitive rules enforcement, that's a game loss.
Damn.
And so I'm like, okay, well, like, then I have to issue you a game loss, unfortunately. And there's this question of, like, should the judges proactively enforce the rules if there is not a judge call?
Yeah, I thought you weren't... Well, I guess spectators don't.
But
spectators
don't, judges. But I'm a judge.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, should judges?
I have no idea. How'd you feel about it?
I mean, I feel... So, like, let's be clear that the organized play document is completely silent as to whether... judges should or should not do this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. What do I think personally? I really actually strongly believe that judges have a proactive job to enforce the rules. And I think one of the counter arguments I've heard against this is like, we don't want to have like uneven enforcement. But like, in my view, you already have uneven enforcement because like, whether, like, I don't know, it just strikes me already as that like, a world where like, a judge can like, watch a game happen in front of them and watch someone fucking blatantly cheat, for example, and not say anything. Not have to say anything until, or like, watch a massive rules error unfold and not say anything. Or watch a rules error where they're like, if the judge had just said something at the beginning, like,
yeah, it wouldn't have been a game loss.
Yeah.
If someone like, was watching, yeah.
Like, if I watch a fucking game and I see someone install a program that's the fifth piece of MU.
Yeah.
And then I'm not supposed to say anything. And then a turn passes and their opponent calls a judge. And then they get a game loss. And it's like, I would have been able to say at the beginning, like, hey, like, you know what I mean? Like, it feels weird. It just feels weird. And then there's like this other question of like, okay, then why do we have judges patrolling the floor at all? Like, you know what I mean? Like, judges, like, the idea that judges should just like sit in the corner and only like do stuff when they're called upon. It just seems so fucking weird to me. Like completely, it's like, I can't really like verbalize it in a wrong way, but like, it just seems like really not in line intuitively with what I think like the job of someone who's is supposed to enforce rules is, and like how the rules should be enforced. Like, it's so bizarre that like a massive rules error could happen in front of someone who's a judge and the job is to enforce the rules, and then they're not like supposed to say, like, you're not supposed to say anything.
So less like a federal judge and more like a Judge Dredd situation where you like patrol the streets and execute people. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I want to be the law.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get that.
I feel like it's one of those things that we'll figure out an answer to, and I'm sure people will have like a diversity of viewpoints on it. And ultimately it's like, if they decide that judges should not actively intervene in situations, I guess I'll just do that. I just think it's going to be really fucking stupid. But, like, that's the reality. Like, I don't get to be the arbiter of organized play.
Yeah. No, I think it's an interesting question for sure. But then it's like, well, how much judges, you know, should they always be patrolling? Are you really going to patrol the lower tables where nothing matters?
Well, this is a problem, too, where it's like, yeah, factually, you just can't watch every game.
Yeah.
Is it fair, for example, that the games on the ends of the tables are going to get more scrutiny than the games on the inside?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know whether, like, to me, it just seems like there are downsides, but the benefit of like having an active rules enforcer is higher. Like, it outweighs all the downsides. Like, part of me, like, in that example I gave about being over at MU, it's like, it feels bad as the player because you're like, the judge just happened to see your game and then like, now you're being penalized.
Yeah.
But part of me is also like, the solution to this problem is don't be over MU and don't break the rules. Like,
so over MU in standard, game loss. Taking a fifth click in draft, not a game loss. I just want to address this to prevent the hate mail.
I think that, so there's like competitive rules enforcement and then there's casual rules enforcement. Draft games are like below casual rules enforcement.
Anyways, sorry, Lily, for taking a fifth click in my game. I think you won anyway, so it didn't matter. I felt really bad.
But judging went well, and then Ian won the event.
Turns out he's good at Naranor.
I feel like he's kind of down. Like, he's like, he's always like, we had this conversation a while ago where he was being really fucking stupid and being like, oh, I can't run. Like, I don't know how to play Netrunner. I'm washed up. Like, we have this conversation, like, every 5 months or whatever, where he's like,
yeah.
I'm a fucking boomer. I got a kid now. I can't play Netrunner. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I get that.
And I'm like, you're smart. You're able. Like, we just, like, he's fucking good. He's good at Netrunner. And then, like, his Corp deck was sick, and I thought it was terrible, but it won every game. Like, the day before the tournament, I was talking with him and Jeff, and I was like, dude, your Corp deck is terrible. Like, it can't win. As soon as they know as soon as they have an idea of what your deck's doing, you just lose.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but like, It's what I'm going to play.
Okay, what deck is this for the listener, and definitely not me that doesn't know?
This is the Nirith Hub deck that is, like, using SIU plus Rupa Function to get a kill.
Mm-hmm, right.
And with, like, end of the line. It's, like, on one end of the line. And okay. It won every single one of its games in Swiss. And then I was, like, that evening, I was just talking to him. I was like, okay, you may have won all your games today. That's luck. But, like, people are going to see your deck list. You can't win. Like, you're not going to win any games in the cut tomorrow. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you're right. And then he won all his games in the cut.
But I love that you were, like, cheering him on, being like, yeah, you could play Netrunner. And then he gets a cut, and you're like, nah, dog. Not happening for you.
I feel like he was kind of, like, in the, like, oh, like, one of the big things I wanted to do for Cascada was make sure that the people who usually don't get to play.
Yeah.
So, like, I remember I was talking to Jeff about Yesengrin SC about, and for those who don't know, Yesengrin SC, content creator, Snare Bear.
Okay, people know Jeff. If you listen to this, you know Jeff.
Yeah.
Wait, he's never been on the show. We'll get
him. We can have him on the show.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been next year. I kind of like, yeah.
Oh, we've hosted his content.
We've hosted his content.
We've still
doesn't get to play a lot because he's part of organized play. I think he's head of organized play right now.
I think he like, is, yeah.
Like, he gets to, like, judge a lot. And so, like, when I talked to him about coming, he was like, yeah, I'll judge. And I was like, go fuck yourself. You're not judging my event. I refuse.
you had Cephalopod Wizard, which is,
yeah, like, Cephalopod Wizard amazing. Was sick. Yeah, it was pretty so sick. Good. Like, and he showed up with a fucking, like, hat that
the
was
hat!
Like,
oh, man, so good. I thought he was joking, because we were at the bar the previous day, and I was like, oh, I like your hat. And he's like, just wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. It was like a tentacle, like, octopus.
A cephalopod, if you...
Cephalopod, yeah. And I told Jeff, like, go fuck yourself, you can't judge my event. You have to play.
Yeah.
And he was like... Oh. And then he was getting nervous, because he was like... He was kind of in this mode of, like... Now people are going to know I'm washed because I actually have to fight play it again.
No one's going to watch my Netrunner content because I didn't win.
But, like, he was, like, you know, he was fucking... He played Arisana, which I thought was sick. And his ob list was, like... Like, I feel like he's known as a really good ob player, but, like... Well, he just fucking plays a lot of ob, right?
Yeah.
It's one thing to play a lot of ob and, like, deck build it, and it's another to be, like, I'm going to fucking dunk on people with it, which he did. He just fucking smoked people left, right, and center with his Obelisk at Cascadia. And then, like, the deck lists were cool. Like, fucking, I was, like, round three. I was watching the floor. And then someone walks up to me and he's like, are you watching the stream? And I'm like, no. And they're like, William just scored a timely public release out of Atea.
Oh, yeah. That was a sick like, deck.
And I was like, I was in a stun lock. I was like, what? Like, what the fuck do you mean?
And then I'm arrest like, this up, man.
And then, like, fucking God bless him, Cephalopod Wizard gets called to the table for, like, a judge question on timely public release.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, like, fucking give that to him. And then, like, CTZ, have you seen CTZ's 4-9 deck?
Oh, yeah. It's madness. Doesn't fucking make any sense.
It's, like, one legwork, one Maker's Eye, two Katorga Breakout.
Yeah, why not?
Fuck. Makes fucking no mutual favors. We're just like, it is like the most like pure essence. Like, I would like to play like 2015, 2014 Criminal again. And then you play the list and you're like, this is the smoothest. It's like a fine liqueur. Like, it's so smooth. Like, it just like works.
It's got big max energy where you're like, there's no way this can work. And then you play it and you're like, this is amazing.
It was Friday night. And we went to the bar to, like, meet up. And then CTZ gets in, and we're like, we're just going to get some dinner. So we go to a diner, and we're talking. And that's when CTZ told me that he was go to Cascadia.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Amazing
dude,
reveal.
I was like, so many people thought I was go to Cascadia.
I was getting questions, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Stop bugging me.
Like, I'm not going to Cascadia. Sam starts asking me questions like, who the fuck's going to Cascadia? I'm like, I don't know. We just, like, didn't know. And, like, I was, like, starting to join games and, like, ask, like, who are you? I need to know. And, like, I was like, okay, we didn't know. And I was like, honestly, I'm just going to go, like, in my, like, morning announcements on the day, I was just going to announce, like...
Be like, which one of you did this?
Who is going to Cascadia? Please, I need to know.
We're not starting until someone steps up.
Friday night, he's like, I'm going to Cascadia. And it was like insane. And that's why he did so well in some sense, because he played so many fucking games of Netrunner.
Dude,
like,
I saw
going to Cascadia on JNet like all the time. Like, absolutely wild shit.
Super well-deserved. I'm so happy. I'm so happy with, like, it's okay. One of my problems with Cascadia, no one to hate in Swiss. You weren't playing, so there's no one to root against, you know?
No one was the villain.
Big problem.
It was good. I mean, I think it was a good event overall. Like, big in-person stuff can work. I think single-sided can work.
Yeah. Great proof of concept. Although, I feel like it was already proof, but this was like, this is so solid for me. I guess because I was there, but I was like, damn, single-sided Swiss. That's where it's at.
Yeah, it was good. It was like just a fun, tournament. And like, we'll run it again next year for sure.
Good weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the venue was so nice to us, I think, was one of the other big things. The venue was just insane.
Yeah, beautiful space. Which, I mean, we've already talked about. And they have a restaurant in there. It was
you fantastic. Can take the beer from the restaurant in the tournament venue, like.
Ah, fantastic.
Clutch.
Yeah.
How
do you feel about the rest of the Continentals? Did you play?
I wanted to. So, like, I was, like, so sad because I haven't played any tournaments in this format.
Have you been playing in this format?
I mean, kind of, yeah. Like, I keep going to Pub Runner and, like, I got decks and I'm, like, having fun.
Yeah.
I just can't make any fucking tournaments. Like, Asia Pacific Cons. I was literally like, okay, I'm going to play. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And my power went out.
Oh, I feel like I heard about this. Yeah.
Yeah, my power went out. And I was like, okay, I guess fuck me. And then I ran American Continentals.
Yeah. So.
I was like, I can't do that. And I was like, I will say this.
Then say it.
Cascadia was really great, but parts of it were really bittersweet for me.
Ah.
Because I was like, Sam and I worked so hard in this event, and I was like, I would fucking love to play in this event.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's make all the decisions, you know what I mean? Like, I got to decide all the, like, we got to make all the decisions together. So it's like, Sam and I chose the sickest things.
Yeah.
And it's like, by the end of it, I was like, this fucking event's so sick. I wish I could play in it. And there's just like, I won't be able to play in a big network event for a while because I'm not doing Worlds. And then I didn't do the European one because I was in rural Manitoba with my family.
Good excuse, yeah.
Good excuse. And so I was just kind of like, I was kind of sad. Like, I didn't get to play any tournaments, and then, like, I didn't play Intercons, obviously. So I've just kind of been like,
This tournament season is passing you by. That is sad.
It is passing me by. I feel like I'm kind of morphing from, like, tournament grinder Eric to, like, elder statesman, like, just fucking organizing shit and, like,
yeah, you kids go have fun. That's so nice of you.
I mean, like, I fucking play eight. I was, like, looking at Asia Pacific, and I was, like, looking at the top eight, and I'm like, I don't fucking know who any of these people are. I was like, who the fuck's Pouch Surfer and Mr. Sticks? And I was just like,
come on, you know Pouch Surfer.
I do not know Pouch Surfer.
I know Pouch Surfer. He's a good time.
I mean, I'm sure, but it's just like, I didn't know any of these people. Like, same thing with Euros. I was like, Euros I knew a bit more because a bunch of Snapbears made it, but I'm like, who's Veronica? And like, I don't know. I'm just like,
it's these GLC kids, man. They're starting to play correctly.
Yeah, the GLC kids, like, this person won. Like, I mean, how do you pronounce it?
No, I'm not getting in trouble with you. I don't know.
This whole segment's getting fucking edited. I'm getting black again. Fa?
Let's go with Fa.
I can't think
what
of that.
Okay, what about them?
They won East Coast Championships. I'm going to be honest. I'm like a little, I'm willing to like concede a little bit of ground on this fucking double nationals debate.
What? But
I'm tired of fucking saying seven words to say one tournament.
Yeah, it's it is like, complicated.
It's like, oh, you know, East Coast fucking Championships Turbo Edition. And like, it's like fucking, God, I'm trying to read Blaze Blue titles out here. It's like, oh, West Coast Championship, fucking like 20XX, you know, Guilty Gear Xrd edition. And I'm like, I don't know, like, what do any of these mean?
I know, but the kids love that shit. You're old now. You don't get it.
I'm like, the fucking, I want to be able to be like, the fucking event that happened in Philly. I'm just calling them Philly Nats. Philly Nats.
Just go for the Philly Nats. Philly Nats.
Philly Nats at Red Caps.
Yeah.
Fa won it. And
inspiring win. A true rags to riches story.
Yeah, true rag. But I was like, who the fuck is this person?
I know. And but that's why it's awesome. I'm
like, they beat D, and I'm like, D is really fucking good. So it's like,
well, you
I don't
know,
who's like,
better.
Fa, apparently. Yeah. I just think it's like, yeah, it's, and then fucking, there's this person who won East Coast Canadian Nationals.
Apparently everyone knows this person. Dramatically. Yeah.
Who the fuck, Steven? Dramatically.
He's been playing in Can Nats for years. Andre knows who it is. I trust Andre.
I'm like, it's like all these fucking GLC kids who like, I don't know. I'm feeling out of touch now.
Yeah. Yeah. Washed up.
I mean, I just remember, I want to go back to the days when Rotom Appliance, Pincel, or Sokka won every event. Like, can we just do that again? I knew those people.
No, we can't. They're all washed up.
What the fuck's Pincel, by the way? Is he okay?
No, he beat me on JNet the other day. He's kicking.
Oh, that's good. Because I haven't seen him, like, play. I kind of think there's people playing Netrunner in Germany right now? Like, what's up with that?
I don't know. I heard there's no TOs. I'm shocked Euros wasn't in person this year.
Oh, they're not going to do that.
Never?
No, but like, so their strategy is to have the Continentals be in person for the place where Worlds isn't.
Oh, that's fun. I didn't read that. That's not bad.
Sorry,
APAC.
Yeah. If we ever get APAC Worlds, I'll be like, NSG, you'll fucking get a shouted episode about it.
We need to accelerate global warming. The rest of the world will sink, and like Australia will float above everything. Then
all continents are islands.
Technically correct. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing I don't understand about islands is like islands are attached to the earth,
under the sea. Correct.
But like, I thought you could go under islands. Like they don't float on the water.
So I think you're referring to the hollow earth theory, which is a way better version of flat earth because it's fucking sweet.
No, but I just think, I thought like there's water everywhere and then the continents float on top of the water.
You're thinking of the mantle, which is magma deep under the earth on which the continents float.
Sure.
That's what you're thinking about, not water.
I'm thinking about something. I will say... I mean, and I don't want people to be like, oh, White Blade fucking hates these new people. I don't hate these new people. I just think I don't know any of them. So it's like, you know, I feel old. I feel out of touch.
Well, you know, maybe instead of waiting for them to reach out to you, you could reach out and be like, hi, I'm White Blade. Great job. They might enjoy that.
I feel like they know who I am.
They might be like, fuck off.
I don't know. I feel like I have a reputation, bad or good.
No, I did have... I remember. Me and Nate were doing that like daily offcast.
I loved that, by the way.
Like, oh, good.
My favorite thing is when you do side projects without me. Like, it's so cute. I'm always like, this is so, makes me so happy.
Oh, good. But yeah, someone was like, oh, I ain't listening to that. I hate White Blade. I was like, yeah.
Holy fuck.
He's not in that, but you know, whatever. I respect your opinion.
I respect the hate. Like,
you gotta have haters. I think haters build you up in some way.
Haters make me strong. I also fucking love that they were like, I'm not gonna listen to the daily off-test. That's so perfect.
It was very good. I appreciate their haterness, their support in this way. So funny. So you've been liking Netrunner. I'm not hearing a lot of complaints about the new set.
I think it's actually just really good.
Holy shit, it's so good. It's so fun.
It is fun. It's just like a bunch of different stuff's viable. Like all the co-ops have cool decks.
Yeah. Cool play styles. There's no like, I don't know. There's no like super overpowered card. Like Drago is like,
Or Enduring. Come on. Like it's like.
Yeah.
I think.
It's a good set. And like. Yeah, temporary breakers. Oh, man. Oh, I was not expecting Trojan Shaper, but damn.
Trojan Shaper is a lot of fun.
This is good.
It's
good.
Yeah, I think it's like a good archetype. And then like also a regular shape is just good. Like,
are we at peak skateboard tricks?
We're close. I mean, fucking Arizona is complicated.
Like, yeah, Geist is maybe still more skateboardy, but I think yeah, we're getting there. Ob skateboard tricks. Oh,
yeah, it's just good. It's just a good game right now, and I think everyone's like it's like one of those weird moments of you. Like even the UK people are like, game's pretty good. Like Chris Dyer fucking went to an event. What the fuck's up with that?
Good
like
for him. Respect.
I went to an event and was like, I had a good time. Like, Jesus Christ. It, you know, that's like...
Told you, Netrunner's healing.
Netrunner is healing. And it's like, I feel like the UK Slack chat went from like peak Duma to like, oh, actually, like we have events and like come out. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, that's incredible.
They've been injected with hope.
Yeah. And then, what was I going to say? Yeah, and the Worlds is coming up.
Have you heard the band? You're not going. I'm not going.
Games. Have you heard like ban lists? What do you think? Do you think they should ban anything?
I have heard people say ban Hoshiko. I know they just had a Null Signal podcast with Lost Geek, who does a lot of ban stuff. I'm not sure what was said on that. Haven't listened to it yet.
I don't listen to that podcast out of protest.
Yeah, same. But In my heart of hearts, do I think we need bans? I don't think so. Because I think the meta is, you know, there's strong cards. Hoshiko is way too consistent, but we still haven't explored everything. That being said, you know, Worlds is still like a month and a half away. There's time for stuff to get broken again. But, you know, we went through the whole Continental season and the diversity of decks has been unparalleled, in my opinion.
I think the ban Hoshiko stuff is super fucking stupid. Like,
because you like anime.
Actually, I don't. But if I like anime if Avatar The Last Airbender is anime.
It's like, yeah, sure.
I just think the fucking thing... Is Looney Tunes anime?
Definitely not, no.
What is it then?
It's I don't know, like USA propaganda.
Wait, what?
What? No.
I'm not talking about, like, Saga of the South or whatever. Like, I'm talking about the good ones. Like,
is there good Looney Tunes? I'm not familiar with good Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes has always like, been,
Bugs Bunny doing the orchestra and, like, the rabbit season, duck season bit, and...
I mean, decent bit, but it's, like, is it good? It's, like, merely acceptable. And I get it. Like, people think Seinfeld is bad, too, and I'm sure Looney Tunes was revolutionary in its time.
Seinfeld is bad.
It's not for me. It's not for me, all right? I accept it.
Like, that's such a wild take.
I don't know. It's just everywhere. Same thing with Disney. I'm like, I don't really care about it.
Do you show your kids Disney stuff? Like, does your daughter watch Frozen?
I don't know if we've seen Frozen. They like osmosis so much stuff. My son will just tell me about Minecraft. And, like, I played Minecraft, like, 10 years ago. So I know what he's talking about. He hasn't played Minecraft. I don't know how he knows anything.
He is not. Oh, okay. That's pretty sick.
But he's like, this is how you kill an Enderman. And I'm like, what? Who's telling you this shit?
I like how your kids are getting fucking psyoped for like that. Instead of like propaganda, like preparing your kids to like join the military, it's like propaganda to get your kids prepared to fucking play Minecraft PvP.
Oh, definitely. It's scary out there. It's scary out there. What were we talking about?
That's so funny. I'm sorry. I love that so much. I do like the idea that like your son eventually in like a couple of years is going to be like, oh yeah, this is how you like beat the first boss of Elden Ring, Dad.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's every parent's hope, is that their kids surpass them. It took a while for me to beat Magritte, so, you know, if he does it for a shot, God, I will be so proud. I will be so proud.
How old is your son?
He's 5.
Does he game?
He games a little bit. We mostly do it together. We're playing through the Metroid series right now, which is a little scary, so we're on Metroid Fusion right now.
Holy fuck, wait, what? Metroid's a fucking scary game series, dude.
Well, these ones are 2D, so it's fine. I think we're gonna take, like, a good, like, 7 or 8 year break before we get to, like, Dread or something like that.
Did he want to start playing Metroid, or was that, like, your idea?
I don't know. I think it was his idea. People know the Super Nintendo downstairs. We've talked about it. So I just put the carts out, and I was like, what do you want to play? So we played a couple things, and nothing grabbed his attention. And then we started playing Super Metroid, I loved it. Which is fair. It's very atmospheric. It's a great game.
I do. You're fucked if he ever like starts reciting like League of Legends like facts to you.
Oh, I'm no Riot games in this house. Banned.
Yeah, like if he ever tells you how much is like, hey dad, did you know Infinity Edge costs like 3,800 gold and gives like plus 20% crit chance? You're fucked.
Oh no, he's moving out.
Yeah, that's my like roof. You take him out of the will.
Look, Riot Games, reinstate my original accounts and we'll talk.
Are you iced out right now?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. They just deleted my good account with like my League of Legend playtester skins. They just got rid of it. I got my Smurf though, which is nice. So thanks for that.
What are we talking about? Hoshiko?
Hoshiko. Ban or not? Not ban.
I think the Hoshiko thing is like the format is really good right now, and I think it's probably corp favored.
Why haven't we seen over like almost 60% runner wins?
Is that true? No, it's the other way around.
Oh, I thought I saw a stat someone was saying, hey, it's like 58% runner, which is like, no. That's fine. That's close enough to me.
Sure, I'm not going to talk about that one, but 50%.
It starts with a 5. At least it's not in the 60s. You know, getting that balance is tough.
It does start with a 5. I mean, I think there's just like this like weird obsession with diversity. Actually, wait, no. Now that I'm like putting the pieces together,
it is makes this sense like a woke thing? Like,
yeah. Like, the woke left wants more IDs than Shiko. It's forced diversity. Well, actually, I just like got a window into the psyche of people who I disagree with.
Yes.
Yeah, I just think it's like, what is the goal? Like, what is the goal of banning Hoshiko? We just see less Hoshiko being played. People are just going to fucking jam all those cards in the next best runner ID.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you think is good. Like, this is like, listen, I've been playing that runner for a long time. I lived through the ban Val era. This is just ban Val all over again. Oh, and it was God. Fucking.
So it's happy fucking Val's gone. You have no idea.
Sure. But it's just sort of like, it's like this argument is like complete, like Hoshiko's not keeping anything really hard out of the format. Like the fucking format's still diverse. You can still play Criminal and Shaper and do well.
But please understand, some people are out there like playing Los. And if they get like 3 Los triggers, they're like, damn, that was a good Los game.
Like,
but Hoshiko's like, just proccing every turn. Who cares?
The games are good. Who cares? The games are good. Like, why is it that?
The games are good.
I just think it's like, I had more sympathy for like the ban big, like the ban Hoshiko, like back when big Hoshiko was just fucking running every corp over in the format.
Yeah.
But now it's like, there's a lot of fucking viable shit. And like the Hoshiko builds are also different. And it's like, well, I'm just saying like, don't ban her for, like ban her eventually, maybe. I don't fucking care. Not for Worlds though. Like, just like, let us have the fucking one format for all of Worlds. Like, it's fun.
Yeah. I feel like if they do ban something, it'll be something. Like,
I just like don't understand. I just don't understand this whole like we need enforced diversity of IDs. It's like a failure if like one runner ID is very popular, and it's like part of it is also just fucking selection bias. Like if the good players decided to play 419, like they would also like do well. Like it's not. Like, I don't know. Like
they could just unban Wu. Problem solved.
They could not unban Wu. So yeah, it's just fucking frustrating to hear the ban Hoshiko thing. But also, like, I feel like I'm old man. Like, I don't know. Also, like,
what is this podcast but not yelling at clouds?
No, it is yelling at clouds, the podcast. I also, before we talk about the other ban I want to talk about, can I just fucking, can I make a small segue for Eric complains about something?
You may.
People who make this argument to me that, like, I shouldn't have to remember my triggers in person because Jaynette remembers all my triggers for me, is maybe the most tilting thing I've ever heard in my life. It is like, there is like this, I'm not saying this is everyone, there is this like specific breed of people who like started playing during COVID, and are so Jaynette pilled that they are just like, Jaynette is the real game, and then the card game is like something you do like as a special treat. When like, that's such a warped view of Netrunner. Like, if you want to fucking play a digital card game, go play like Runeterra. Legends of Runeterra, very good card game, go fucking play Legends of Runeterra. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
No, we're not mentioning Riot Games, stop it.
Every time someone is like, oh, that's how it works on Jaynette, like, this is how it should work in person to me, which I've had happen, like, I would say more often, I had like something happen at Cascadia where someone, I had like a judge call and the person was like, oh, it works this way on JNet. And I was like losing my mind. That it works that way on JNet was not a defense when the fucking game was on Octagon. It wasn't a defense when JNet was in like open beta, and it fucking wasn't a defense. It's not a defense now. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like people are getting worse at remembering the triggers because they're fucking JNet babies.
Probably. Yeah, I'm shit.
And it's like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, we know. We know. The remembering your triggers is part of the skill to play Netrunner. If you want to play at the toppest tiers, you got to remember your triggers. We get it.
I mean,
I get it.
You're on a mocking toe, but I'm right.
No. Like, yeah. But look, you play against me and you forget your triggers, I'll say, yeah, dude, go for it. Do your Hoshiko flip 2 turns later. No problem. I don't give a shit. I just want to play Netrunner.
I think, yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's just sort of like, I feel like, you know, old man yelling at clouds.
Yes, yeah, that is us. That is us.
The other card that people want to see banned is
419, because fuck that.
Other card people want to see banned is Keeling.
Oh, yeah, she's kind of miserable. I can see it.
I think she's kind of miserable. I feel like it's one of those, like, not power level arguments, but instead just, like, I fucking hate playing against XYZ card.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I felt like the meme potential was there with the crab in the background, but has it pulled its weight? No, it could get banned.
I just think, I guess I'm just sort of like, I have a lot more sympathy for the Keeling ban, I guess.
Because it enables Grindr?
No, because it's like, it is kind of fucking stupid. Like, it is like, it's stupid and, like, it's really stupid and good. Is the, like people complain about Stegadon. And I'm like, okay, but Stegadon's fucking dick. Keeling actually just wins a lot of games and is really stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that I've seen the argument like, oh, Keeling wins the game, but also Borehole wins the game. But, I mean, Borehole's helping you the whole time. Keeling's, like, actively killing you. So, play Pinhole? Or you're pro ban?
Well, like, no, I mean, like, the fucking Keeling deck didn't work at Intercons. I think it's unclear whether it's actually good or not, or, like, people just didn't pack Pinholes for a fucking Continentals tournament. Part of me is, like, the meta is still so unsolved and, like, shifting, and, like, a fucking runner deck that's playing Patchwork won Continental Intercons. It's, like, I just think it's, like, I'm generally a big fan of, like, the SBT should only intervene when shit gets really bad.
Do you know who completed the speedrun cycle of, like, banned to forgotten? Hermes. What?
Oh, yeah, because the Hermes thing was just people fucking, like, the Hermes thing was why you don't fucking listen to people 5 days after a card releases. That was just people, like, that was just fucking babies not understanding how Leela worked. And then all the people who had played against Leela before were like, oh, you just have to, like, do the fucking Leela things, and we unearthed the ancient technology, and society figured out a way to live. Like, Hermes isn't good. It's not, like, game-breakingly good. It's just good.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Pretty good, but it's just, like, not, like, completely fucking, like, focus the game around it good. And people were just salty because they were like, oh, I can't do the thing I used to do from the previous meta. I'm like, no, oh, man. Imagine having to, like, change our play patterns based on how our opponent plays the game. That's scary for a lot of people.
It is. I like consistency.
Yeah, so Netrunner's good.
Netrunner's very good, yeah.
Did I tell you that I single-handedly won Man in the Moon Intercontinentals?
Tell me more about it, because I have not heard this.
So, like, I was going to go stay at his place in Seattle just to hang out and, like, see the city and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this past Friday, which is, like, the weekend of Intercons, I went down. Friday night, he was like, okay, I gotta go to bed at, like, 10, because I'm gonna wake up at 5 to play this tournament. And I was like, let's play a game. We just talked about his deck, and I was like, I'm gonna play Ob, and I was like, oh, here's a super cool Ob deck called, like, Tropical Blood that, like, CableCon has published a while ago. It's using, like, Overseer Matrix and all that shit, and, like, it's a cool Acid Ob deck, and he's like, oh, this is a cool deck, and then he was going to play Acid Ob already, he just, like, was obfuscating that he wants to be, I don't know why, and then I was like, do you want to play a game, and he was like, sure, and so he ran his runner against my Corp deck, which was just, like, Jeff's Ob deck.
Yeah.
Fucking smoked him.
Easy. And GG.
He goes to bed, and, like, he just before he goes to bed, he makes a bunch of changes to his decks based on those games we played in that conversation we had. And the next day, he's like, my decks are, like, winning games because of the cards I put in my deck because of you.
So you are guilty of training the Seattle people to win these continents. That's what I'm hearing.
Dude, that fucking comment got, like, a Seattle person was not happy that you said that.
No, Sam came up to me and he was like, that's not true. He did not help us. We did fire ourselves. It was, which, good job. I mean, but here is concrete evidence. I'm hearing it from the horse's mouth.
Official shot on its stance. The only reason Seattle can even begin to Netrunner games is because I have motivated them and taught them how to play the game. So
this is what we've learned, yes.
But I will say, but yeah, it was just, I hung out at their house while they played Intercontinentals in the morning, like, because Charlie and Abraham live together.
Okay, yeah.
And
you're just hanging out there while they're on Jaina. That's cool.
Yeah, and I was just, like, hanging out, and I was talking to Abraham's fiance and just, like, hanging out on the porch, and,
like, all day. This was not a short event.
Yeah, because I got up at 7. Well, I got up at 7. They'd been playing for 2 hours. I got, like, everyone croissants and coffee, and then, like, I just hung out on the porch for a couple hours, and I was just, like, literally the conversation was, like, he came out onto the porch, closed his laptop, and was like, I want Intercons, and I was like, cool. You want to go get lunch? And he was like, yeah, let's go get lunch. And then that was it.
Sweet.
But I mean, real talk, he's very good. And like, I helped very little. Like, it was just funny to have him. He was like so appreciative. It was just really a fucking funny story.
Yeah.
He played really well. I think his deck is super cool. And good for him.
He's a good one. Yeah, I remember him from a couple of years ago, because he used to Oracle for Brandon quite a bit too, I think.
And yeah,
I
remember
talking to him. So maybe this is all Brandon's fault.
Yeah, that's true. Family are great. It's so nice. And then Worlds is coming up.
Worlds is coming up. We talked about a ban list a little bit. Barcelona, which the venue looks fucking sick.
Oh, I want to say that's in Spain. They're gonna get mad at me when I say that, because it's not. It's like tech. It's like, this is like a Quebec, Canada.
Oh,
thing,
this
right?
is a Quebec, Canada thing. Yeah, it's in Catalonia. I think I got that right.
ESKs lives in Barcelona, right?
Yeah.
Okay. In the interest of preserving my friendship with PSK, I'm going to simply say that I do not have the knowledge to comment on the complex political relationship between Spain and Catalonia, and I wish them the best.
Okay, good. Great. I'm glad you got that spicy opinion out there.
You know, I've never, like, Portugal's such a weird fucking looking country, like, on the map.
It's just kind of hanging on there, right?
Like, it really makes you think about it. Like, yeah. Well, I think it's so rude that Spain didn't give Portugal, like, the entire coastline.
Like, well, the coastline is the money. You can't give them the entire coastline. Are you kidding me?
Well, sure, but, like, not even, like, from... It's not even, like, a strip along the coastline that they took the top chunk for themselves.
Yeah, they just took a chunk. That's fine.
I would have gone to Worlds, but it fucking would have been $1 million to go.
It's not easy to get to Catalonia, apparently, from Canada, at least.
Yeah. And but I'm sure, like, Worlds is going to be really good. It's in an art gallery, which is super cool.
It looks so cool. I'm very excited for it. And I feel like we haven't seen the UK players, you know? I think they might show up to Worlds.
I don't think they're going to Worlds.
You don't think so? They're staying home?
Yeah, I mean, they have to swim across the channel. It's hard.
The channel is too far. People swim across the channel all the freaking time, Aaron.
I don't know what the deal is with UK Netrunner right now. If people still, like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Europe is just, like, I know what's going on in North America, but, like, whenever I look at Europe, I'm like, Germany doesn't have a TO. Italian Nationals got 30 people.
Yeah, Italy is bumping. Good for them.
Like, it's just a weird. It's weird.
Is this the best or the worst case scenario? Someone from Philly wins Worlds.
That's it. That's the scenario.
Would it not cement them as the absolute heels of Netrunner? Oh, we're just going to take this whole competitive season. That'd be amazing.
I mean, I think Canada fucking sucks literal, like, absolute dick at
Netrunner. Comeback arc. Look, think about next year. We're in a rebuilding season. It's fine.
Who are we rebuilding with? Who's our prospects?
The Brandon's on the deck, the king, baby.
Okay, Brandon's been cooking. Like, I'm not gonna deny that. Like, because he top rated Intercontinentals, right?
Yes. Well, I just think, which ones? Not APAC. European? European. Top 8.
I just think...
Go on.
I just think... Yeah, we fucking suck. Like, what does that say? We lost both of our fucking... We had two national championships, and we lost both of them to Americans.
Yeah, sometimes you have an off year, and then you get the good draft picks, and then you do better the next year. It's fine.
I'm just going to say, fucking Will and I, like, I'm going to be honest. For a while, it was, like, Brendan, me, and Will holding down the fort.
Yeah.
I'm washed up. Will is going in the second year of law school. Like, Brendan is still holding down the fort, but I'm just saying, like, who the fuck is our, like, who's our, like, promising young champion?
People are coming up. Maybe they're old, you know? Doesn't have to be young.
I'm just saying, like, we're in a crisis.
Look, there's people in Montreal that played. Yeah, they got smoked, but they'll come back. Let's not mention Toronto, a cursed place.
Toronto is I don't know, like, it's bad. Like, it's bad for Canada right now. Like,
it's just fine. Sucking. Look.
How many Canadians made top 8s at Continentals this year?
You know, well, yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know math.
What? Two. It was fucking Brandon and Will.
And Sokka. Yeah. Because of course
it's Sokka.
Look.
Yeah,
look,
of course.
There's still the Canadian dream. Look at Sokka. Grew up in Edmonton. That's nowhere. The next champ could come out of anywhere. Salmon Arm. Yellowknife.
Yellowknife's on fire. Like, we only had one Canadian. Two. Okay, now Sokka did place twice, which is, like, point taken. But
Sokka placed twice. He won Worlds.
Yeah. But excluding Sokka. I guess we're just devolving into the UK, where, like, everyone from the UK fucking doesn't know how to play except for Rotom Appliance. Like, it's bad.
Yeah, but the UK doesn't have any excuse. They could just drive 10 minutes and go to another meta and play. We're surrounded by fire in every direction. There's no options.
I think that we also have bears, which makes it harder.
Yeah.
But Canada's down bad, and, like, I don't know. You think things are going to rebound for us?
I think we'll have a rebound. I'm thinking shoot. Shoe's out there. She's sneaking around.
I would like Aaron to win a tournament, but Aaron's not playing a lot.
Yeah, but she'll get back in there.
I mean, she's good. We gotta get Dave Laird. Dave Laird is hungry.
He's hungry. I've talked to this man. He's coming for us.
I know he's hungry. He's gotta get there. I mean, he's so good. The Canadians, like, have restarted some, like, old testing infrastructure. Like, I think we're on the heel, but, like, yeah, Dave Laird, I think, like...
I've never seen the hippos chat so active, and I've never felt like I've contributed less. It's the best.
Well, Dave Laird and, like, I think a couple of the guys got rocked a bit at Cascadia, and it was, like, a bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah.
So, I think, yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just saying, like for a while, Americans fucking completely were illiterate, did not know how to breed or play any Netrunner cards.
And then they came back. See, they had a couple of years off. They had a training montage, and now they're back. Now it's our turn. It's fine.
It's hard to fucking suck dick in that right now.
Yeah, but, you know, someone's got to be the bottom.
Yeah, truly. That's it.
Is that it? Do we have stuff on our list? Oh, Worlds is happening. Yeah.
Worlds is happening. I don't fucking care. I will say, the thing about Spanish Worlds.
No. Catalonian Worlds.
Okay, Catalonia is just in Spain, factually.
Correct.
Same thing, Quebec's in Canada.
We gotta stop.
Do you want to talk about Canadian politics?
Please.
The Conservatives are going to win the next election.
I know. It's so sad. I mean,
This is, like, the first time in a while. Well, like, I don't know. Our country's kind of fucked.
It's so bad.
Like, the housing prices, like, the housing market is just, like,
it's super
the fun. worst in the world. Like, I would argue it's probably the worst in the world.
As far as we know. Look, I don't go out of my way to look at other countries' housing crises.
You think the Atlantis, like, the fucking housing market in Atlantis is worse or something? Like, it's, like, every fucking...
Atlantis?
Yeah, like, mythical place.
Right. No, I think they had their problems solved. They had different problems. Anyways, in Canada,
Canada's bad, and, like, the worst part is, like, the Liberals are so ineffective and are basically like, we're not going to do anything.
Just not do anything. They just say, we're going to do something. They've literally done nothing. Nothing.
And then the conservatives are going to make Canada just factually worse.
Just worse.
And lie about that they're going to do something.
It's so sad.
It's going to be rough. It's going to be a rough, like, we're in for a rough go.
Yeah. Next 4 years are not great. Would you move down to the States? Home of Netrunner champions.
No. Fuck.
Okay, so we're not that bad off yet.
I would die. I don't have health care.
I know.
I will say, what's it called? I actually spent some time in Seattle with Abraham and their fiance and Charlie, and I was just like, this actually is such a nice neighborhood part of the city that I would consider moving to Seattle.
I like the Pacific Northwest.
Compared to the desert
I live in.
The Pacific Northwest is definitely, like, made me real. Like, living here for 2 years has made me realize I'm going to live here for the rest of my life. Like, just the vibe and, like, the social, like, it's just, like, everything about it aligns with my personal values.
Sure.
And so it's really exciting. And, I think that's it.
Do you think that's it? How fucked are the politics in BC? We've talked about Alberta politics, but I'm just curious.
I honestly don't know.
Oh no!
I think it's just Hogan is the NDP. In BC still doing the thing.
Still doing all right. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, let me know when it fucks up. I'm so curious.
Yeah.
Should we go to bed?
Yeah, I'm gonna actually order some ice cream and go to bed.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I'm starting my lock tomorrow, so I gotta go to bed.
Whoa, that's exciting! Tomorrow, okay. It starts on a Wednesday.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. It's PC, man.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, that was a fun episode.
We'll talk about Worlds eventually.
We'll find some time to chat. We'll shit talk.
We'll get
to it. Who do you think will win Worlds?
Who's going to win Worlds? It's going to be a GLC baby from Europe, and we're going to be like, we don't fucking know who that is.
No, I think it's going to be Sokka again.
Ooh. Is he going?
Yeah, I think
it could be Sokka.
He's just really good, like, just still.
Didn't we just call them washed up? I guess
No. I'm washed up. Will's doing great. Like,
he's so nice, too. What a guy. Yeah, could be Will. I'll give him a shot, but you gotta watch out for those GLC babies. That's all I'm saying. They're coming.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good. <anyway. laughs>
You can still make it to Pub Runner. The night is young. It's not like you have school tomorrow.